This is WSGW.
Beautiful, beautiful girl from the north. You burn my heart with a flickering torch.
Good morning, team.
I had a dream.
Charlie, Denise, and Pat and you.
That no one else could see.
722.
You gave me love.
You know, he's called the godfather of punk, Iggy Pop.
Thank you.
And I needed something punk for the story here.
Not really one of his more
punk ones, I know, but songs, it's Iggy Pop.
It is Iggy Pop, though. Yes.
Opening March 10th next year in Las Vegas, a museum dedicated to punk rock.
Hi. All right.
It's going to be called the Punk Rock Museum. How clever. We got the Rock and Roll Museum. Understand that.
Right.
It was supposed to open up January 13th, but apparently got delayed. But on March 10th, it'll open. It'll be on the Las Vegas Strip. And it will include a bar, a tattoo parlor,
uh-huh,
a wedding chapel, and a room for jamming.
room for jamming.
That's what it says. And tour guides will be punk rock musicians.
Hey,
doesn't say which ones. It does say that those who plan to be part of the museum at some point will be Angelo Moore from Fishbone, Zach Blair of Rise Against.
Oh, yeah.
Noodles from The Offspring.
Uh huh.
And Eric Smelly Sandin of NoFX. That sounds like it could be fun. Sounds like it could be fun.
I'm guessing then groups like The Clash or The Ramones will be featured. I'm assuming.
I would assume. This is
Iggy Pop, I guess.
This
would be
particular
another
story
one.
Doesn't say, but I'm
the
guessing
Who?
That you know you'd have to have a number of bands that you know.
Oh yeah.
The pioneers of punk to where
right.
It was in the big movement and where it
mm-hmm.
is today.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem Vegas, though, does it not?
It does.
I mean, where
does.
Else would you have a punk rock museum? I was just think it fits. March 10th. Again, it doesn't say why it was delayed from its January 13th opening, but March 10th, and when it officially opens, the Punk Rock Museum.
Hey, about time. I'm surprised there isn't one already.
You know, we come to think of it, you know, you wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they just have had a call to this point. You know, it doesn't say who's put it together. I'm imagining, you know, did the musicians themselves or did Vegas itself say, hey,
mm-hmm.
you know, tourist attraction? We'll find out.
I don't know. Got to believe. All right. Well, cool.
I'll put it in my March folder, though, and maybe we can investigate once it opens up and see what kind of sights and things like that. Maybe get some inside photos and things like that, a video
right.
tour or something like that.
And
yeah.
maybe somebody could get tickets to go see it.
Yeah. One of our listeners. We'll need a report from somebody next time you're in Vegas.
I wonder if we could get like a press pass.
Bet you could.
Maybe get some media oh, yeah. coverage there.
Bet you could.
Yeah.
There we go.
You might have to find
maybe our favorite music trivia guy, Pat, could get tickets.
Maybe I could. I'll try. I'll see what I can do. Yeah. I would love to, you know, as Neil Young said, the king is dead, but he's not forgotten. This is the story of Johnny Rotten.
Thank you.
I get you. Right. Johnny Rotten will be
Johnny
there.
Johnny Rotten's got to be there.
Johnny Rotten.